You're listening to SBS News.
Outgoing Liberal MP Julia Banks has called for gender quotas in the Liberal Party to help fix what she says is the mistreatment of women in Parliament. The first-term Victorian MP announced last month she would not contest the next federal election, calling out bullying from within both her party and the opposition. In a written statement at the time, Ms. Banks said female politicians are bullied and intimidated in Parliament and women have suffered in silence for too long. She has told Parliament her decision to leave politics is about sending a message.
In my political journey, a culture of appalling behaviour has been widespread, pervasive and undermining, like white ants. Sometimes the most effective and palatable action is to walk away. That's not the same as saying you're walking past the behaviour. Walking away is very powerful, and there are many men, but particularly many women in the workplace who've done this.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will continue to support Ms. Banks and other female Liberal MPs.
Well, I've been talking closely with Julia now for several weeks, and it's been a pretty harrowing time, and my approach has just been to get around and support colleagues and ensure that there's the support available to them that they need.
Julia Banks says one inherent problem in Parliament and the Liberal Party is the lack of female representatives. She says quotas are the only way to achieve equal representation.
Quotas would be a reset mechanism. They would create a level playing field. We already have a quota system with our coalition partners and we use the principle of quotas to ensure geographical, state-based distribution on the front bench. An equal number of men and women should run for pre-selection. It's really simple. If you only have a man running and you can't find a woman, find one. They're out there. They represent half the population and so should a modern Liberal Party.
Overall, less than a quarter of federal Liberal MPs are women, compared to almost half of Labor representatives. Labor adopted a resolution in 2015 for women to make up 50% of its parliamentarians by 2025. The party is on its way to reaching that target, with the current figure at 48%. Labor MP Anthony Albanese says the Liberal Party is falling behind when it comes to equality.
And we're very confident we'll be on 50% or more after the next election. And Labor's done that through a series of rules, by ensuring that the culture has changed, by ensuring that we promote women candidates. And you know what? We're stronger for it, because the Parliament should represent the people who are voting for it. And 50% of voters are women, 50% of members of Parliament should be women as well.
But Scott Morrison says he does not support quotas in the Liberal Party. And Liberal MP Julie Bishop says while she wants to encourage more women into politics, the best way to do that would be through targets rather than quotas. The former foreign minister, a vocal critic of the treatment of women in politics since stepping aside from cabinet, says she only wants the best people in their jobs regardless of gender.
Look, there are a number of ways of increasing female representation. We must never lose sight of the fact that we need the best people to represent our electorates. And so our pre-selection process is designed to ensure that people of calibre and merit, the most appropriate person for that electorate, is pre-selected.
Merit is a common argument against gender quotas because many believe it would result in women being chosen just to fulfil the quota, rather than because they were worthy of the position. Ms. Banks has told Parliament that reasoning is unfounded.
The meritocracy argument is completely and utterly flawed. There are an equal number of meritorious Liberal women out there in the real world, as there are men, but they won't come if the barriers to entry and mountains to climb are too high.
La Trobe University's Andrea Carson is an incoming associate professor in politics at La Trobe University. She says the concept of merit is problematic.
Often it's not revealed that what's deemed to be meritorious is actually structural factors that are skewed in favour of males. And by this I mean things such as men have stronger political networks, they often have more finances available to them in order to do pre-selections, their opaque party practices that favour males in pre-selections. So when we're talking about merit, we often don't see all those things that go on underneath.
Dr. Carson says quotas are the only proven way to increase female representation in Parliament. She says other methods trialled by the Liberal Party have not succeeded.
The Liberal Party's got a lot of experience of trying to get women into Parliament without quotas, and frankly, it hasn't worked. The peak time for the Federal Liberal Party's female representation in the Parliament was under John Howard. in his, I think, third and fourth terms. That was nearly 20 years ago. So all the ways that they have tried to lift female representation through soft targets, that is, targets that aren't enforced, don't appear to be working.
Andrea Carson says research shows Liberal voters do not support gender quotas, so she does not expect the Liberal Party to change its current stance.
Our research suggests that they won't because their voters don't see the need for it and they don't have enough people mounting a strong argument for it. For every strong woman you've got who's saying it's time to do quotas, you've got conservative male colleagues who are saying absolutely not. And until they resolve that schism going on within the party, they're not going to convince voters. So I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Tara Cosletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.